Well, it's pretty much an understatement to say that football and basketball at the University of Michigan get the lion's share of athletic attention. But the best team on campus, the one ranked number one in the nation, is the Michigan women's cross-country team. Senior Captain Brooke Handler of Rochester Hills is with us now. And Brooke, congratulations on being picked as number one in the Division I preseason coaches poll. This is a first for Michigan women's cross country, isn't it?
Yeah, we were definitely really excited to see it. We kind of know how the rankings work, so we knew we were returning a full team, and we got fourth last year and improved a lot in track. So we were kind of expecting to be up there, but I don't know, you never want to put any, I don't know, kind of outside pressure on yourself. So
you just
we were
focused.
Excited.
Yeah. Yeah. When you got the word, was there a sense of us or you were feeling, how did you feel?
I mean, we know how the rankings work. They base it off of what you did last year and who you returned. So we knew we'd be up there, but also the rankings can miss people who improve a lot over the last year or just had a bad meet last year. So we try to not put too much emphasis on it, but we were excited.
And does it make you grind your teeth a little bit, honestly, in frustration when all you hear about on campus is football, 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 and here you guys are ranked the top team in the country? I mean, you women are kicking some serious butt in cross country, but kind of all you hear is football now, and then comes the hoops. Is there a part of you that wants to go, hi, we're here?
We tend to not compare ourselves to the other sport teams. I think that if cross, like us being ranked number one, makes a few more people excited about the women's cross country team, that would be, I don't know, all we would hope for.
Well, I wondered, is this kind of the way it is in cross country? And I'll ask that because when my daughter ran cross country in high school, I think the team kind of always felt they were kind of overshadowed by some of the other sports, especially at her school, soccer and volleyball. It was all about that. And so it was basically your parents coming to the meet and running around the course to cheer you guys on. Is cross country a little too easily overlooked, do you think?
Sometimes. There's definitely like a lot of excitement and hype around some of the other sports. But the thing about running is it's such a community, and the running community in Michigan has always supported University of Michigan cross country. So we felt the support for a long time. But it is cool to be recognized by more than just the running community, like we're being recognized this year.
Now, what do you think makes your team so good and so successful?
I think the special thing about the team this year is just how much everyone wants to be good. Everyone really, really wants to get to that top spot. And the drive that this team has is tenfold what I think it was a few years ago. And I think that's just because we are just together and training together hard every day.
What do you want to say about your coach, about your head coach, Mike McGuire, 23 years now as cross-country coach at Michigan? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all completely trust Mike. He's one of the most respected coaches in the business. He's had countless Olympians. We all know that he's going to train us so that we're ready to race on race day.
What does it feel like when you're racing? Like, where do you go in your head as you're doing that? Because it's grueling. You're going up hills and you're going into forests. And,
yeah.
You know,
what's
going on?
That's something that's different about cross country from other sports is you have to put yourself in as much pain as you possibly can. Whereas when I run the mile and track, I'm not in the most pain that I can possibly be in. But during cross, you have to dig deep and reach that mental state where you can push yourself as hard as you possibly can. And the easiest way to do that is just relying on your teammates. When I have races that I do the entire race with someone like Shannon or Taylor, I can just reach down and push myself so much harder than I ever could do alone. So that's kind of what we do as a team, is push each other and lean on each other during races.
And I liked what you said about the running community. And by that, I mean, I remember going to the high school cross country meets and being so blown away when there would be parents from all the different schools roaring and cheering for the kids who were, you know, not great runners, but they were in there plugging away and cheering them across to help them finish. Didn't matter what school they were from, but it was just a matter of recognizing what it took to make this happen. And I see what you mean by that running community. It's kind of a special family, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was a ad slogan for Adidas from like a few years ago that was like, runners, yeah, we're different. And like a bunch of different like shots of runners doing things that only runners do. And you know it if you know it.
How do you like your chances of winning your first national championship in program history? Is that on your mind as you're out there running?
No, it's not on our mind every day. It's kind of an unspoken thing. we know that if we stay healthy and follow the process and follow what Mike is telling us to do, that it's a possibility. But I think if you go out and say, we're going to win the championship this year, you can sometimes put too much pressure on yourself, and that pressure can be debilitating sometimes, especially in such a mental sport.
Brooke Handler, the senior captain of the University of Michigan women's cross country team, the only Wolverine team that's ranked number one in the nation. Good luck with the season and good luck as you chase that first national championship, Brooke.
Thank you so much.